Well, at Tudor, it's sort of a colloquial phrase, and it means at any hour. And we took it because I spent a lot of time overseas as a child, and a lot of little French bistros will put out an à Tudor menu. So for them, it's the chef specials of the day. So what it means is instead of being a breakfast, lunch, or dinner special, they're available at any hour or any time of the day. And they're traditionally what the chef found at market that morning, or something highly seasonal, or just a great addition to the menu. And when we opened à Tudor, I really wanted something that sort of captured that. And, you know, we bandied a lot of names around and tried to come up with one in, you know, English that captured it. And it just was such a perfect phrasing for the style of menu and the style of cooking that we offer that I had to go with it, even though it's difficult to pronounce.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, some of your training before you opened this restaurant, and where you worked before you opened this.
Well, I was a military brat growing up. My dad was in the Air Force for 30 years, and, you know, we were overseas for a good amount of that time, especially in Germany. We spent a lot of his career there. And then we came back to the States and traveled around quite a bit. I went to the University of Washington out in Seattle for college, and I did a little bit of everything. You know, I worked in restaurants, front and back of house. I worked as a caterer and a private chef and an event planner, and sort of bounced around a ton, you know, until I married my husband and transplanted to New Jersey because his business is based here. When I moved here, I really sat down and my two thoughts were to either go back and finish my master's, which I had started on out west, or to engage and really go for it in food and open our own spot. And my husband and I just really love food. We're big wine people and like to go out to eat and like to enjoy food a lot. And I've always enjoyed working in restaurants and cooking, so I wanted to open my own. And we just wanted something very small, you know, that was close. We lived above the restaurant for the first couple of years, so we took the dive in 2007 and did our own spot. And I'd cooked in some great kitchens out in Seattle and worked for caterers and some other people down in Southern California, but this restaurant was my first real dive in, be responsible for things type position. You know, it's been a challenge, but it's a fun experience with my husband. He has absolutely no background in food. He works in recycled paperboard for the Newark Group, which is based in the Cranford office park here. So we originally located to Cranford for his business and then just really love the area and love this little Centennial Village area especially, and found the building that was à Tudor, you know, that we could develop into it.
Your restaurant has been a key part of the development of Centennial Village. Tell me a little bit of how it's changed since you opened up in 2007.
We lucked out, I think, in finding this building when we found it, because there was this remarkable groundswell primarily facilitated by the residents of the neighborhood, the people that live here and raise their kids here and, you know, utilize these businesses. They'd been pushing the town for some time prior to us opening to really help make this a little bit more desirable. It's a gateway into Cranford, you know, for people coming off the parkway, and they wanted it to represent that. So when we first made inclinations to open à Tudor, we engaged with this Centennial Village Group, which is the name that it eventually took on, and we're very, very lucky to sort of, you know, start the business at around the same time that their efforts came to fruition. So the sidewalks have gotten changed out, the lampposts have gotten changed out, we do wreaths and holiday decorations. A couple of the women have spearheaded having all the plantings put in a couple different areas at key points down the street. And that has blossomed in over time to, you know, the redoing of the traffic lights, and they're repaving, and hopefully we're going to get new crosswalks soon. You know, so it's been a remarkable timing with the growth of the restaurant to have all these nice improvements along the streetscape as well. It makes you feel like the investment you made in the building and the business is reflected and appreciated by the community, because they're doing the same thing, making that investment in their community as well.
For someone who hasn't been to à Tudor, tell me a little bit about it. What would they find when they go there?
We always like to say it has sort of a fancy French name, but a very seasonal menu. You know, we're not a traditional French restaurant by any means. Like I said, with the name, it meant more to me than it being a French identifier, if that makes sense. The things that are the focus of the food in the restaurant are locality and seasonality. I like all of the products that we use in the restaurant to come from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, and we try and source local seafood and local meats. I grow some of the vegetables, and we also get them direct from farmers and farmers markets in the area. So it's that locality sort of dictates what's available to use. And so we have a menu that changes every single month with the two chefs. Chef Robin Reese is our dinner chef, our chef de cuisine. And we have Kelly Zavala, who's a sous chef, and she runs lunch and brunch for us. And both those women change the menu up every single month with what's coming into season and what is really at its height and needs to be featured.
Just within the past few months, you've opened up a second restaurant here on Centennial Avenue. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, 100 Steps, it's a supper club and a raw bar. We wanted it to have its own unique identity and not just become Entretour 2. And it was a big showpiece for us to also showcase the talents of Kara Decker, who's our executive chef here and has been with me over at Entretour for the last 6.5 years. So here at 100 Steps, we have sort of a dual focus. The first thing is it has this great oyster bar. That's something my husband and I love. And we were traveling into the city and traveling down the shore. So when we knew we were going to do something else, it just, to me, was a perfect fit. So we do a lot of fresh seafood, fresh oysters from East and West Coast. And then the second half of the identity is Kara's cooking, which comes across in a small plates menu. So it's predominantly a Mediterranean focus to the cooking, sort of a new American and Mediterranean. It's her same style of cooking that she was doing at Entretour, but she embraced the small plates concept because it doesn't limit her as much when she doesn't have to come up with, you know, a protein, a starch, and a vegetable for every plate. For 5 years, we've had people across the street saying, I could live on the front page, you know, just the appetizers and the bites. So this menu is that. Each person maybe orders 2 or 3 dishes, and you get to try a lot of different flavors. The groups that come, the 4s and the 6s, get to order, you know, a good portion of the menu, and then everybody can try the different dishes for about the same ticket price as you would find for a regular style of menu over across the street. You get a plethora of different dishes, and a lot of her different flavors get to come through and be experienced.
You mentioned about the locally grown produce that's part of the menu. A lot of folks may not know about where this is grown. It is grown very locally. Tell me about that.
Well, about 100 steps away from Entretour is not only the new restaurant, but is our gardens. And we call it Jack's Run. It's named after the dog. And we have a quarter acre that is at my home, and it's a little urban farm for us. So we have a great little greenhouse, and we start all of our plants from seed. And then we have above ground beds and in ground rows, and I grow pretty much every variety of vegetable you can think of. Plus we have raspberry canes and apple trees and pretty much everything I can shove into a quarter acre. And we use it for my own consumption, and we bring some of the specialty things over to the restaurants to play with as well. It's a great incubator. You know, it lets us experiment with different vegetables and find things we like, and then we can take that back to a farmer and say, this is something we've fallen in love with. Could you grow it for us on a bigger scale? Or greens and herbs and things like that, too, that we just use so much of. It lets us really have them fresh and ready, literally just right down the street.
One of the nice things is your restaurant has received a lot of positive reviews from publications like the New York Times. What has that meant? Are you finding that many people are coming from a large area to dine here?
It's sort of remarkable on a daily basis, because when Jim and I opened Entretour, you know, in 2007, our business plan was to have 15 people every night. And if we could get to 30 plus people on the weekends and pay the bills, I was going to be super happy. So the fact that it's sort of built this reputation for itself based on my cooking and then Kara's and then the new young ladies, it's incredibly rewarding. The recognition and the reception that we've received from the press is very rewarding, because it's a restaurant that we truly have run exactly the way we wanted to run it for the last 7 years. And this month is our 7-year anniversary. And it still is being cooking the same way that we cooked when we opened, you know, 7 years ago. And the fact that the press draws us, you know, a wider clientele is incredibly rewarding, because we are now seeing people coming up from Princeton or the southern part of the state, or we're pulling people out of Brooklyn and Staten Island, you know, so it's got a much wider reach, which is part of the reason we had to go to reservations a few years ago. It's a really fun thing to see people that, A, are invested in the farm-to-table movement, and then to see their reception and see them enjoying themselves in something we created is very rewarding.
Now, your partner's with your husband, Jim, when it comes to the restaurant. He doesn't work in the restaurant full-time, but what is his role?
Well, Jim's role is sort of two parts. We've coined the term spiel, because when we first started doing these changing menus, Jim would be the front man for me, especially when I was originally in the kitchen, and be the guy out in the dining room talking these dishes through. So his spiel was to start each diner off and sort of give them the highs and lows of the menu and what the additions were and what the specials were and what his favorite parts of the menu were. So he's still with me on the weekends now. I mean, he's had to sort of definitely go back and focus on his job as the restaurant's grown up. He comes in on the weekends to just really check in with all the customers and make sure that they're enjoying themselves and that they know about some of the great stuff that's on the menu. And he'll bounce back between both restaurants with me on Friday and Saturday nights and check in with everybody. It's a big task for him, and so many of our regulars have become such good friends that it's a really nice thing to, you know, sort of see him walking around the dining room and having a glass of wine with some of our friends and, you know, enjoying himself for the night, because he loves the restaurants and the food, so that's good.
Well, thank you very much for giving us your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.